is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Our halftime score here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, 7-7. Great game here between Delhi and Trumansburg, back and forth. Some turnovers, some crazy plays. It's had a little bit of everything so far up on the hill here at Johnson City, so certainly been a fun contest. And again, in case you missed it earlier, the winner of this game will get Tioga. Imagine that, as Tioga defeats Deposit Hancock 36-20 in our first game earlier today. Want to pass along some score updates here from some of our other games that are happening today. Of course, Windsor, we told you, has won the Class A regional game. So, Windsor Field Hockey will move on to the Final Four. Vestal Field Hockey has moved on to the Final Four. And it certainly looks like Whitney Point, they're up 5-0 right now in their regional game. So in field hockey, we have three classes, A, B, and C. It looks like Section 4 could have a representative in each class, so I just wanted to share that because I think that's pretty special. So, again, Whitney Point still playing. They're up 5-0 right now over Locust Valley. That's a team from down on the island. But Vestal wins their game. Windsor wins their game. So, arguably, Section 4's best sport, field hockey, in terms of, you know, teams that have gone on to states and done very well, doing very well again here this year as well. So all those games being played in Whitney Point, they're hosting regionals here this year. So again, our score 7-7 at the break, a really fun contest here. And I just got word that Owego defeated Maine Endwell 19-16. If you're looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, that's a really big football upset there. Maybe not an upset, but in Class B, that means that the final is going to be Waverly and Owego. So I guess Maine Endwell, you just always think like, hey, they're going to get it. They're going to find a way to get it done. But a great game there, 19-16. So Hench is back in the booth here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. So Hench, everywhere we go, you seem to know somebody. So you pop down to the field to say hi there.
That's the luxury of playing football. What football brings to you, obviously it brings a lot to the community. You see such a great crowd and the culture that we have from Delhi coming out here to the Johnson City area. But through the years, everywhere I go, such a blessing to have played high school football, college football, and then coach at the college level. I saw an old trainer that I played junior college football with, and he's now working for Johnson City. He's been here about 11 years. Haven't seen him in years, and he didn't recognize me, and then he heard my voice, and he knew right away. So I am winded because I had to sprint down and see him, give him a big old hug. But again, what can sports do for you? They can bring you friendship. They can give you discipline, a lot of attributes that we – you know, gain through life, and I'm so extremely blessed. And these kids are blessed too. You got to remember, 95 percentile, man. You know, a lot of these kids are in that 5 percentile to where they'll never play football again. And what a luxury it is to have that camaraderie of your teammates, to learn from such great coaches here at Delhi football and Trumansburg football too, as we have a 7-7 game. But what football can bring you later in life, discipline, awareness, you know, maturity, again, things that team sports are very rational to. And these kids are very lucky to be a part of that small percentage. And again, you see an example of it right there, somebody I haven't seen in years, and it puts a smile on my face. And, you know, so grateful for the opportunity to play football and call a game here with you, Nate.
Yeah, glad to have you. And there's a lot of seniors on both of these teams here that do not want it to be their last game. So should be a great second half and a 7-7 ball game. So Hench and I are going to take a quick break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And just want to say again, thank you to everybody listening online at WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by our friends at SFCU. Delhi and Trumansburg 7-7 at the break. We'll be back with more on our halftime show here on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard.
Stove pipes, heat tape, window plastic, and weather stripping.
And they stock RV supplies, including RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more.
Barnard's also makes keys, and now my dad cuts glass and plexiglass to size.
Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound.
Well-pumped pumps and pressure tanks, too, whatever they are.
It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the Beauty of Wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It is halftime here at Johnson City. Our score is 7-7, Delhi and Trumansburg here. Just wanted to pass along the final for Unitego Franklin GMU. They defeated Dryden 44-6 today, and the Spartans punched their ticket to the Section 4 championship. The first time since 2016. We were talking about that game, Parker and I were, earlier today. It was a great sectional final, Class D. It was over at Union Endicott. It was Tego and Sydney. And Sydney won that game and went on to make a run to the Final Four. So that was the last time that the Spartans were in the Final Four, or excuse me, in the sectional final. They'll be there again in eight-man this time next Friday, and they'll play the winner of Edison, Thomas Edison, and Moravia. That game just started right now, so...
Of course, Parker would bring up Sydney beating up Unity.
No, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Come on, man. Well, things are different now. We're the league-leading eight-man football.
That's right. So, no, I brought that up because we were talking about the dominance of Tioga. I said, you know, I've had this job 11 or 12 years. There's only, besides last year, and last year was kind of the anomaly, there was only one other time when Tioga hasn't won the section. In the time I've had this job, I'd go to sports or states for volleyball and soccer and field hockey and baseball and basketball. And it was like we never made it in football because our teams, the road ended, the season ended at Tioga until that Sydney year and, of course, last year Delhi getting it done. So just amazing. Just amazing.
For sure. Tioga's definitely been the snowplow leading the way the last few years. Gosh, you're better half of 12 years now. So all roads lead to Tioga for both of these teams here today. And, again, Delhi had an early game with them and had a good matchup with them. So you'd like to wonder what they can do when they're firing on all cylinders. And let's see what they can do in the second half because Trumansburg looks like a good football team right now. They're trying to get their rhythm on offense. You saw them score there early. Let's see if they stick to the air game and see if they can stop this Delhi defense. It looks like we're starting to get a little bit of precipitation here in the second half too. So that might work to the advantage of the run game for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, a little bit of mist, kind of a light rain here, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's going to wrap up our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back and start the third quarter, 7-7 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals between Delhi and Trumansburg. I'm Nate Long, joined today here by Austin Henschy. We'll be back on CDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Austin Henschy here. And Henschy just stepped outside. Was it a light mist? Is it a little rain? We're in the comfy confines of the booth here. What'd you think?
It's a light mist. It's enough to get everybody anky-breaky, but I think it'll be okay for football. I don't think the balls will be too damp. But again, I don't know if this rain persists and gets a little bit more aggressive. We shall see, but it's just a light drizzle.
We'll have to ask our main guy, Jim Tamayo, back in the CDO studios. He's our weather guy most days, and we'll see what Jim can come up with here on the CDO radar. But we're going to start the second half 7-7 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here from Johnson City. Winner gets Tioga next Saturday. And the keys to the second half here for Delhi Hench, because it felt like when T-Berg scored, to me, it changed things a little bit. I don't want to say the body language, the momentum, but like this game now has a different feel to it than it did at 7-0 to me.
But again, it's going back to who's on the advantage of the turnover end. We saw three turnovers for that Delhi team. We haven't seen that all year out of them. Rarely ever do they make mistakes, and then we see a huge penalty on the touchdown score. That brings them back. So again, it comes down to your coach regrouping the troops at halftime. Keep your head up, boys. Positivity. Speak things into existence. Make a few adjustments. Get back to the ground game. That's where their heart and soul is. And let's see what they can do in this second half. We've seen them do it before. They've got poised leadership by Cook, Prisco, and Nealis. So let's see if those guys can take advantage and lead this team to a victory here today.
Delhi will get the ball to start the second half. They'll be going left to right. If you remember back to the opening kickoff, Delhi did a rocket squib kick. It hit one of the Trumansburg guys right in the chest, bounced back. Delhi got it. So Trumansburg really didn't even get to have that first possession we thought they would. And here's Delhi receiving to start the second half.
And again, they've got some speed. We saw Wilson there on the last return before half. He was able to take it for about 40 yards. He can dance and found the outside. So let's see. We get a different returner here. That's Mason Reed, the junior, and he gets tripped up at about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, nice little return there, and he works it out to about the 33, as Austin said. So that's where Delhi will take over to start the third quarter in a 7-7 ball game. Thanks for joining us here for a doubleheader of high school football on WCDO this afternoon. Tioga defeating DH earlier today, 36-20, and a 7-7 game here so far between Delhi and Trumansburg as we start the second half.
Got to love it here in the Wildcat Valley. You see the rolling hills there in the backdrop. We got two receivers
left, and they get the defense to jump there. That's a good start to the second half, but again, they're lining up two receivers left, power left in the backfield. We'll see some Prisco here in the second half. We didn't see a lot of him in the first half. I'd like to see him a little bit more incorporated in this offense. He's their speed on the outside. We know it's kind of a fire and ice type offense with that thunder and lightning, so let's see if they can get him going here in the second half, and they'll line up with a first and five here from the right hash, two receiver left, power left in the backfield.
You wonder if that was an adjustment at halftime. Hey, they're really aggressive on the line. Let's get that count going. Let's try to get him to jump. They hand off to Prisco here on a first and five, maybe picks up about one.
Yeah, you'd like to think maybe they want to come out and try to throw off that defense. You saw that they stick to that 4-4. They're trying to fill the gap. It's a gap scheme defense. They don't do a whole lot of blitzing. It's more or less just fill the hole. And this D-line gets a lot of push and leverage. They were able to give fits this Delhi offensive line, which we don't see often.
No, it was a great battle in the trenches in the first half. So this will be a second down and about three, maybe four to go here for the Bulldogs, going left to right. Nealis is under center.
Twins right. They're going to motion left with Wilson. And it's going to be a pass. They're looking for the wheel. Oh, miscommunication. It looked like Wilson was supposed to keep the streak down the numbers, and he ran an outside comeback. And you see the frustration there. You want to think that Delhi offense wants to set this tone early, but miscommunication will not allow that to happen here to start this third quarter.
Not sure if that was Nealis throwing it away when he saw that the coverage was there too, but throw really wasn't anywhere where either side could get it, so this will be a third and four coming up again.
You've got to think if they're motioning their slot receiver out, a lot of times they're not going to run a comeback. They're going to commit to that wheel down the numbers. So I'm not sure where the route structure was supposed to land there. But again, let's see if they can get it going on third and short here.
Nealis drops back, wants to pass again, and he's wrapped up for a huge loss here. Clark Cabasis got back there, and Chris brings him down. And this is going to be fourth and a mile coming up. Delhi's going to have to punt.
And you got to think here, what will this Trumansburg offense do with the ball? You know, big structure defense there. They were sound. They were aggressive. They were able to get to the quarterback. A little bit of jitters again to start the second half for this Delhi offense.
Well, play broke down quickly, and Nealis had nowhere to go, and he's going to have to punt it away. With 10.5 to go in the third quarter, we're tied 7-7. Nealis to our left will punt it left to right. Here's the snap. It's good. Nealis steps into it, but kind of a weird kick. Doesn't get a lot of distance and is out at the 45-yard line. A very short punt there by Nealis.
Yeah, unfortunate situation. That's going to put their defense towards the end zone there. And let's see if they can get a stop here with the momentum being on Trumansburg's side.
Nealis looked to take a big step into that one. Don't know if it went off the side of his foot or something along those lines. But, again, great field position here at the 44-yard line. T-Berg is going to start this drive in DA territory with 10:20 to go in the third. We're tied 7-7.
And it looks like T-Berg's going to come out and possibly commit to the pass again. They're going to line up in pistol, one back set, two receiver right. They're going to put 20 in motion to the trip side. It's going to be a handoff to Clark Cabasis up the middle for a gain of about 14 yards, and he keeps going. Puts his hand down and claws for a few more.
Yeah, great run there by Clark Cabasis right up the gut. And he's brought down there, but boy, when he gets into open space, very shifty player.
No doubt about it. He's very strong, too. You see him fight for more yards there, keep his feet moving. He's able to put his hand down as he first makes contact to get an extra few yards there. So, again, this team might commit to the run and keep this ball out of the Delhi offense hand as they line up under center, something different. They're going to be ISO under center, one receiver right, one left.
Going to be a handoff back to Clark Cabasis on the left side. He's going to break it to the 20, to the 10, and he is in for a Trumansburg touchdown with 9:38 to go in the third. He just snakes his way through and takes it to the house.
Very surprising on the Delhi defense. It looked like a few defenders had an angle, and it kind of looks like they just kind of let up there. I really hope this team doesn't begin to put their head down. It's a lot of game left here. You have almost a full quarter left here in the third, but let's see if they can bounce back on offense here. No reason to get down. A lot of game left. You got strong sense of school pride here, and let's see if they can bring it all together.
So T-Berg now with 13 unanswered points, trying to add to it here with a Clark Cabasis extra point, and we got a flag on the play before the kick can happen. That's going against Delhi, it looks like. With 9:38 to go here in the third, and Trumansburg now leading 13-7.
Was not expecting that from this Delhi offense. You like to think, you know, as sound as we've seen them come out and play, quick three and out, and then Trumansburg scores within three plays there real quick to start the drive.
And second try here on the extra point is up and good for Clark Cabezas. So T-Berg now leads 14-7 over Delhi. 9:38 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com. or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 9.5 to go here in this third quarter, and Trumansburg now leads 14-7 over Delhi. And Bulldogs got to try to find an answer here, Hinch.
Yeah, you got to remember, these are teenage boys. You're going to make mistakes. But what the resilience lies in is how you counter those mistakes. Let's see if they can take a shot here and put some points on the board as they go right back to Cook for a game of about 3 yards up the middle.
You got to figure there's going to be some angry running here from Cook on this drive. He's not going to be happy with this, and I'm sure he's going to try to get this team right back into it.
And that's what you want to see. You want to see angry persistence. You want to see those feet moving. He's going to hold the ball high and tight. He runs fast and hard. He's your workhorse. Let's see the ball in his hands, and let's see what he can do with it.
So this will be a second down and 7 to go.
But again, quarterback under center. They're going to go fullback right behind the quarterback, tailback left, one receiver right, one receiver left. It's going to be a handoff to who other than Cook.
Cook wrapped up after a short gain of about one or two. Now, Cook, he's had his day. He's got the touchdown. But what do you think? I think T-Berg's done a pretty decent job in between the tackles of limiting the damage from Cook.
Oh, most certainly. All those runs that he's had are just short and methodical, 2, 3, 4 yards. He hasn't really broken a long 10-yard run that you saw Clark Cabezas break there in the last drive. But again, you just stick to what you know. That's your ground and pound. Eventually, one will break. That's where you roll. So let the grill cold heat up and let Cook cook. And they're going to go twins left, right hash, power left.
8:15 to go in the third. Again, they'll run to the outside,
and it's Prisco, and it's going to be a first down, if I had to guess here. It was third and short, and it looks like they're going to give him the first. Are they going to check the chains here? Oh, they're going to call him short. That is a bad spot. That is, I hate to throw shade here on the refs, but it looked like a first down, and now they're calling it fourth and two. I'm going to bite my tongue on this one, Nate. I apologize, but very discourteous point of the ball there.
I'm very confused, too. It's very far back from where we thought it was. And, I mean, I'm sitting right in line with it. It's not like it's at an angle or anything. Delhi fans not happy.
You've got the far ref at fourth and one. You've got this ref at fourth and two. What's going on? We need some organization here. But, again, right back to Cook. He doesn't care. He's going to get 3 yards a pop no matter what.
So Cook cleans the slate there, and they get the first down. But that was a big fourth down there for the Bulldogs, too. You know, on their own half of the field, that was a gamble, but they get it. 7:25 to go in the third. It's 14-7. Trumansburg on top of Delhi, excuse me, here in the Section 4 Class D semis.
Don't be foreshadowing, Nate. We don't want to hear any of that right now. Delhi's still in this ball game. We got a lot of game left.
These days where you get multiple games and we got soccer and field hockey, all these numbers running through my head and names. So hand off to Cook here on first down. He's going to lunge forward for about two right at midfield.
But again, too, the carry before that, you saw Prisco get a gain of about 8. I'd like to see him incorporate a little bit more balance between their backs because it's a little bit of lightning and thunder. You like to see the power of Cook, but again, that Prisco gives you a little bit more acceleration. He can get downhill fast. He's got a quick cut. So maybe a little bit more balance out of that backfield, and hopefully that'll open up the pass game as well for Nealis.
Yeah, Delhi looks like they want to pass today. They must have seen something on film. I feel like they've tried to go to the air a little bit more than normal today.
Well, you've got Clark Cabeza sitting back there playing safety, and he's very sound with the defensive back position. He sits back there as they go to the pass. And again, not a lot of time for the quarterback, Nealis, and getting in the backfield every time.
Clark Cabeza is right there to bring him down, as well as Forrest for Trumansburg. And this is going to bring up third down and long, about a third and 12 here, I would say, for Delhi. With 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Trumansburg on top 14-7.
But you go from second and 7 to a third and about 13. They lose, 6 yards there trying to pass when the run game seems to have been working.
So a third and long coming up. It feels like Delhi is going to have to go back to the air here.
And again, they're going to go trips left. It looks like they'll probably motion in a receiver to the right. Maybe they stick with the trips left. We shall see.
Now we got a whistle and
timeout, Delhi.
Timeout taken here by the Bulldogs. We'll step away for 30 seconds. About 5.5 to go in the third. Trumansburg 14, Delhi 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. That was not a Delhi timeout, more of an official timeout. They reset the ball, and Delhi goes to the air. It's incomplete. Fourth down coming, and Delhi is going to have to punt. They went deep over the middle, and Nealis overthrew his guy. He was double-covered by probably 3 yards.
And again, you got to see if this Delhi defense can make it force a turnover. Obviously, they turned over the ball three times in the first half on offense, but what a great punt by Nealis. Oh, he fumbles it. Oh, he's able to get back on it.
Yeah, good save there by Trumansburg. It popped free, but they fall on it. That's got to be tough. I mean, Nealis has got that punt that kind of has a different spin on it. I give those guys a lot of credit back there.
Yeah, that's a tough ball to catch there, and now you got the lights on, so that can kind of have an impact on where the ball arrives in your hands. You know, it's a lot of depth perception and where you catch it, but again, he is able to hop on top of it.
So here's Trumansburg with a 14-7 lead, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They have the ball going right to left, starting on their own 32. Another big possession here for Trumansburg. I mean, they put another score on the board here. Delhi looking at a big hole to try to dig out of.
But again, Trumansburg comes out under center. They went away with a shotgun at the start of the third quarter, and they're just going to stick to Clark Cabezas. Why not? It's worked. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
He tries to go up the middle, but nicely done there by the Delhi defense. They meet him right at the line and stop him there.
And you've seen this Delhi defense, that 6-2, the six down linemen. They're able to fill the gap. Sometimes they'll throw in a blitz with Cook and Prisco. Perhaps they can adjust. If it's a run-stopping team, then they can do that. Again, forcing Trumansburg to run the ball works in their favor.
So this will be a 2nd and 10. They stopped him right at the line on that last play. And now they go back with King in the shotgun.
And they'll bring back the extra lineman to play fullback. They'll go pistol iso set here.
That's funny to see him in the backfield like that.
They're going to take a shot.
They're going to throw over the middle. And this one is caught at the 40, maybe the 38. Yeah, they're going to say it's a catch. Delhi with good coverage. But wow, Chris Clark Cabezas with the catch.
Yeah, he's their guy. It's been a Clark Cabezas kind of day. You see the two CC brothers going off in this start of this third quarter. If one can pass, the other can run. And again, it's a nice combo of the two brothers. Seems to be the theme here in Section 4. You see the Jervis brothers last night for Oneana. Obviously, you've got the Clark Cabezas brothers here. There's a few other brothers in Norwich that are doing their thing.
Yeah, the Christie boys, yeah. Yeah, it's a big theme right now, I would say. 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. And the snap is high. King is going to have to put
Prisco
it down
with a play. Prisco gets a sack for about 6-yard loss there. And again, that's a name we didn't call a lot in the first half. I think you got to put some Prisco on it. And again, he's able to get to the quarterback for a sack there.
King, that went off his hands, went up in the air. He tried to bring it back down, but Prisco was right there.
And again, that's what this defense needs, to force a turnover. They don't want to allow these brothers to run wild. And again, you got to make a stand here.
Second and 19 after that loss.
They'll go split back set, shotgun from the center field.
3:15 to go in the third. 14-7 our score. King drops back, steps up. He's got pressure. King escapes the pocket, lunges forward. Good for about 8, maybe 9 yards.
It's going to be third and about 13 here. You got to think they'll go to the air again, which they've done pretty well today with success.
So a third and long, but it could be worse. It was just second and 19. Now it's about third and... it wasn't a generous spot either. Maybe a third and 12 here, I would say. But they are in Delhi territory, going right to left at the 42.
And the 6-2 defense is very good at stopping the run, but again, it puts a lot of vulnerability to the pass game. And we've seen that on the outside as King's able to take some deep shots on the post and the fade before halftime there. And they're going to go trips left, one receiver right. They're going to motion to a quad set on the left side as King sets back the pass.
King's got a receiver. It's complete to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for Trumansburg over the middle. A great play. What a ball in there deep. And Herman's able to haul it in.
Yeah, that's Eamon Herman. They motion him into a quad set, and he splits the middle with a seam, and nobody knew what to do on the defense there. They motioned a linebacker with him, but he was already behind him before he could catch up and try to make a defensive play, and unfortunate for the Delhi defense. That was a great play call. We've yet to see a motion from the wide receiver side into a quad set. And again, he's able to gap them right down the middle of the field.
Extra point is up and looks good. Yes, it is. And Trumansburg has a 2-score lead, 21-7 over Delhi, with 2:20 to go in the third. For Austin Henschy, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Law and Austin Henschy here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A 2-score lead now for Trumansburg, 21-7. Delhi has their work cut out for him here, Hench.
Still a lot of ball game left. You know, don't be surprised if they continue to go to the ground game and just, again, keep that Trumansburg offense off the field. We've seen them take time off the play clock. You'd like to see them get back to their nucleus of football, and that's what they do. But again, don't be surprised if they try to get the ball outside the tackle, as that defensive line has been able to get a lot of penetration today on Nealis, the quarterback, as they line up under shotgun, two receivers left, one receiver right, and they'll motion Wilson over to the right side. But again, Cook gets the handoff, and he's met right away. He's not getting a whole lot of time today. And again, hats off to this Trumansburg defensive line.
Out-of-town score update, Moravia is on top of Thomas Edison, 14-0 after the first quarter. So the winner of that game will get Unitego Franklin GMU in the eight-man final next Friday night.
I feel bad for that team that goes to go play the Unitego spot.
Yeah, that should be a great game, especially if it's Moravia Unitego. That could be fun. So, but the Spartans are rolling right now.
And again, Nealis lines up a shotgun. Cook to the left, two receiver right, one receiver left.
There's the snap. Nealis looking to throw over the middle. It's complete, and then in and out of the hands there of Reed.
And it seems to be a theme today with this Delhi offense. We've seen a lot of dropped passes, unfortunately. They've got to get the ball in their hands, see it through. But again, he had open field. There was no safety there. If he catches that, he's still running.
Wow, another tough break there for Delhi with a minute and a half to go here in the third. And Trumansburg on top, 21-7.
And again, this is where your leadership comes into fruition. You've got to see Nealis take control of the huddle. Put some confidence into his players. Let them know they can make this next play. You can catch this next ball. It's going to be a big shift here. Obviously, the momentum is in Trumansburg's favor, but it can change quickly if the Delhi offense can get some points on the board.
Here's the snap, dropping back. Nealis flushed out of the pocket to his left. He's going to tuck it and run. Nealis to the 25, a spin move out to the 27, and he's brought down there. Kept that play alive with his legs.
And you've got to wonder here on fourth down, yeah, they're going to send their punt team out and give the ball right back to the Trumansburg offense, who is on fire right now.
Yeah, he was, what, 3-4 yards short there, kept it alive, but just nowhere to go. And the Bulldogs offense has kind of run out of gas here in this third quarter, I would say.
And you see the frustration on quarterback Nealis. I'm hoping that he can dig deep and find that heart that he's shown on reference all season. So, again, a lot of game left. You got a whole fourth quarter. Let's see what they can do as the Trumansburg team takes a timeout.
So T-Berg takes a timeout. 51 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Trumansburg 21, Delhi 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back here with 51 seconds to go in this third quarter. 21-7 our score. Trumansburg on top of Delhi in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Live here from Johnson City. What a view up here, Hench. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You see I-88 there in the backdrop, the highway rolling. The rolling hills. This is fall football. You got to love it.
Fly off. You can see all the way over to BU. It's beautiful. So this is going to be the punt here for Delhi on fourth down. Nealis with a good drill of this one. Takes a Delhi bounce and up to about the 44-yard line here. That's where T-Berg will take over late here third quarter.
Let's see what we can do in this fourth quarter. We'd like to see the Delhi defense come together. We've seen it do it time and time again. We saw it 2 weeks ago against Deposit Hancock. They were able to force multiple turnovers. What say they can't do it again? You know what I mean? This is a good team. They're well coached, and they've got a lot of good senior leadership. So let's see if they can force the ball out. They've been coached up on how to. And we can see it here in the fourth quarter. A lot of things can change. 21-7, Trumansburg.
Yeah, still 41 seconds to go here in the third. So still a lot of football left with the fourth quarter coming. Here's the snap. King going to hand it off to Clark Cabasis. And he's met by a wall of maroon and white right there for Delhi.
You've got to wonder if Trumansburg sticks to conservative play calling or do they go to the air again and just run up the score. I wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of run the conservative role with Clark Cabasis. You see him get 4 or 5 yards on almost every carry so far tonight.
Second down and 9 coming up here for T-Berg, and it looks like they are just going to let that roll off here to end the third quarter. Trumansburg 21, Delhi 7, fourth quarter coming up in the Section 4 Class D football semis on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, fourth quarter, our last quarter of the day here in our doubleheader. Earlier today, Deposit Hancock falling to Tioga 36-20, and now Delhi is in jeopardy, trailing 21-7 here as we start the fourth. Trumansburg with the ball going left to right here on a second down. Throw to the left side, good for about 4 yards.
And Trumansburg has a wide variety of offense. It's the first time you see them run trips left, and they run kind of a tunnel screen. We've yet to see that. Obviously, Cook sniffed it out, but again, they've got 5 yard gain on it before Cook could bring them down.
So a third down and about five, maybe six to go here for T-Berg. Right at midfield going left to right. Again, the white tops with the navy blue helmet and pants.
Trumansburg goes twins left, shotgun formation, back behind the quarterback and pistol set. They motion into a trips here.
Waiting for the snap here. Very willing to just eat some clock. Play clock's at five.
Right.
King to the outside for Clark Cabezas. Cuts it back and very close to a first down, maybe just a bit short here.
You got to think. But again, look at the spot differential. You've got the judge closest to us calling it short. You've got the judge on the far side giving them a first down. They've got to have better communication between the refs here because we've seen poor spots on the ball all day. Again, hate to throw shade at the referees. We appreciate what you do for high school football, especially here in playoffs, having to travel. But just communicate a little bit better. Come together as a team as much as these kids do to work so hard because it's a discredit to the coaching staff and the players when a ref can spot the ball poorly.
So they do spot it short here, so it's fourth and one.
See if the quarterback lines up under center. If they go shotgun, it's going to be Cabezas under center. They're going to try and mix something up here. They're just trying to get him to jump as Trumansburg calls a timeout.
Yeah, T-Berg takes another timeout. We'll step away for 30. A fourth down coming up for the Blue Raiders. They lead 21-7. With about 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here on CDL.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard.
Stove pipes, heat tape, window plastic, and weather stripping.
And they stock RV supplies, including RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more.
Barnard's also makes keys, and now my dad cuts glass and plexiglass to size.
Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound.
Well pumps and pressure tanks, too. Whatever they are.
It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Just about 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 21-7. Our score here, Trumansburg. Really good effort here in this second half. Two touchdowns in that third quarter. They now lead Delhi 21-7.
And let's see what they do here. Obviously, they came out with King at the shotgun set, and Clark Cabezas went to go under center. Let's see if they run back to some trickery trying to deceive the defense here. The lineup in shotgun, two tight end set, one receiver left, one right, 22 personnel, one goes in motion. They're going to try to go to a quick pass, but it's intercepted. Nealis has the ball. He could take it. He's down to the 40, the 30. He's running to the 20, and he's pushed out at the 12-yard line, and that's the turnover that this Delhi team needs. You hear the community behind their set. Let's see if they can put one in the end zone and change this ball game.
What a huge play there for the Delhi Bulldogs. Nealis in the right place at the right time. And, boy, you just feel like that was a huge shot of energy here for the Bulldogs side.
And, again, that's what they need. Nealis has been their heartbeat all year. Maybe he needs a little bit of juice of confidence. He can take that into this huddle. Let's get these guys going. Don't hang those white helmets. Let's see if they can go across the goal line.
Wow, a huge interception there. Just the right place at the right time. Here comes Delhi down to the 19-yard line. A great return there from Nealis.
First down. I like to see a team take a shot here, but it looks like they're going to come out and power left. Frisco, a fullback. Cook at tailback. They'll go one receiver left, one receiver right under center. It's going to be a handoff to Cook.
And he's wrapped up at the line right there. And T-Berg going right back to work on defense.
They've had the Delhi offense's number all day today. We've got to get back to some kind of offensive game here, figure out what's working for them. But again, who better to hand it off to than Cook? I mean, he's been their guy all year.
Second and nine coming up here for the Bulldogs. Play comes in from the sideline after a huge interception there from the senior, Lucas Nealis. Ball at the 18, a second down and nine to go. 10.5 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi trails 21-7.
Two receivers left. Wilson may go in motion here. It's going to be power left. It's going to be a QB keep. He's going to take it. He's down to the 10. He cuts back. He's going to get down to the 5. And again, it's just a QB keep boot. They fake to the fullback right, and he boots around the outside, and they get down here as the QB calls his own number. And again, why not give it to the guy that's got you there on the turnover with the interception play on the drive before?
Put it in Nealis's hands right now with 10 minutes to go in the fourth. 21-7 our score. Can Delhi slice into this lead here? First and goal to go at the 5-yard line.
And again, they're going to line up one receiver left, one receiver right, tight end right. It's tailback left, fullback right behind the quarterback.
Nealis under center. He's going to hand it off, looking for Cook. Cuts it back, and he's met at the 2 and brought down right there.
Yeah, Cook's going to need a nice back after today. He's taking a hit on every handoff. It seems like that Trumansburg defense is getting in the backfield almost on every game.
9.5 to go in the fourth, 21-7 our score. Delhi desperately trying to fight their way back into this ballgame. Nealis with the play from the sideline, second down, and goal to go here for the DA Bulldogs.
And again, you know, methodically taking down the clock. They want to keep that Trumansburg offense off the field. They go power right set with fullback on the right side, Cook behind the quarterback under center.
Nealis hands off, Cook pushing the pile, and he got tackled at the 1. So still in good shape here with a third down, but the clock continues to move in these scenarios.
Cook comes up limp, and that's not what you want to see there. Again, he's taking a beating today.
Clock is at 8:45 and ticking with Delhi down 21-7.
Let's see if Coach Phil Newman dials up here. Does he stick to what they know, or does he try to wrinkle in something new here? Again, I like that QB boot on the keep on the outside. Wouldn't be surprised if they went back to it on the right side here. Maybe some sort of misdirection, counterplay. They're going to go twins left. Prisco behind the quarterback at fullback. You're going to go Cook tailback left.
8.5 to go. Nealis tries to take off, and the T-Berg line brings him down.
They went right back to the QB boot, but again, to the left side, they sniffed it right out there.
So this is going to bring up fourth down. It's about fourth and 6, so they've lost a couple of yards here. So a 4th and 6, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to roll. We're down to 7:55 now.
And they bring Prisco out, and they bring in Kale Townsend. So you like to think that they're probably going to go to a receiver set, perhaps a trip set, as they bring out their power package. And, yeah, they're going to line up 2 by 2, twins right, tight end left.
Nealis in shotgun, big fourth down. This could be a huge play in the game. Nealis wants to throw, and it is complete for the touchdown for DA on the far side.
Mason Reedy's just running a quick switch route. The outside receiver runs a slant. The inside receiver runs a 5 and out, and it kind of picks him out to leave him open there on the slant play. And that's a touchdown. We got ourselves a ball game, Nate.
Nealis with a lot of trust. He just fires that over there, almost like throwing it to a spot.
Yeah, he's going to have an indent on his gut there from the football. He darted that in there, Brett Favre, 1998.
7.5 to go in the fourth. Here comes the extra point. Nealis. He missed it. Nealis misses the extra point. That's the first one we've seen him miss.
The first miss we've seen. Maybe his leg's a little tired from putting some oomph on that ball on the slant touchdown. But now you really have yourself the ball game when they have to go for the two-point conversion. You like to think that the coach has his own playbook of trick plays for two-point plays. But again, that's going to change the ball game here with 7:30 left.
All right, it's Trumansburg 21, Delhi 13. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7.5 to go, fourth quarter, 21-13 our score. Nealis with the bullet kick. It's going to roll all the way down, and T-Berg will grab it at the 20. And back out to the 30, lunging out to maybe about the 34 here on the return. And so now the T-Berg offense goes back to work. Huge series here for the DA defense.
Yeah, let's see if this 6-2 defense can force the ball out of Trumansburg. Again, we've seen a lot of turnovers today, and it's the winner of the turnover battle and the penalty battle. So let's see if this defense
of Delhi can really get the ball out there. But again, we've seen Clark Cabasis. He's been very sound with the ball in this second half. It's been his show. And then every once in a while, his brother gets a catch, too, to give his input. So we'll be a happy mother at the Clark Cabasis household this evening.
You know, they had a nice drive going on that last drive until that tip and then the interception by Nealis. So let's see what T-Bird can do again on this drive. They start at their own 34-yard line going left to right. And here's the handoff to Clark Cabasis up the middle, slices the defense, stays on his feet, and he's got very close to a first down here for the Blue Raiders.
And it's the eighth grader, Andrew Nichols, the one who had the early mistake there in the first half. He comes up and makes a game-saving tackle. He would have been gone for a touchdown there. But the eighth grader comes out with a little bit of true grit to make a good tackle. Hats off to him. You can counteract those bad plays with some good plays, and he did so there.
Yeah, that was huge. He gets by him. He might still be running. So 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi trails 21-13 in the Section 4 Class D football semis.
You've got to think, what is going on in Section 4 football that we have all these eighth graders out here at the varsity level?
That's tough. It's a numbers game. Conversation for another day, for sure. Delhi on defense,
so again,
wrapping him up.
Back, it's a loss of about 11 yards there. Prisco's been the difference here in the second half. He's gotten pressure on King this whole second half, and he has had enough. He wants to rally this Delhi Bulldogs team, and he's showing that this dog still has some bark.
Yeah, that was a huge play with 6.5 to go in the fourth.
And that's a name we usually call on offense. Prisco wasn't in too much on offense in the first half. Obviously, we've rang his name a few times here in the second half. You got to think, hey, coach, look what I'm doing on defense. Give me the rock on offense. And again, he's showing up for it now today for this Delhi defense.
So this will bring up a second down and 20 for T-Berg. Waiting for the snap. King drops back, wants to throw, steps up. King avoids the tackle. Cook's got him, though.
And again, it's Prisco and Cook.
So 5:55 to go in the fourth. And this is going to bring up third and long for Trumansburg. So that Prisco sack really playing a big piece here.
You got to think, usually it takes Prisco to Cook, but in this Delhi offense and defense, it's Prisco and Cook.
And so this will be the ball at the 33-yard line. A third down and, yeah, roughly about 20 to go still here for Trumansburg.
And you start to see what Trumansburg's doing. They're trying to take a little bit more time in the huddle, a little bit of play calling from the Delhi playbook to wind down that clock. But, again, you got split back set, quarterback under center. He goes back. He's going to be looking at the screen right. They might want to hop on that ball. Looked to be behind the line. That could have been a fumble, but it goes out of bounds. Delhi wasn't aware that they could have probably picked that up and scooped and scored, but the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to force Trumansburg to a punt here. And who else better to return it than Big Dog Nealis? Let's see what he can do with it.
Yeah, Nealis is going to be back to our right, standing at about the Delhi 35 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. In a 21-13 ball game, Delhi trails, and Trumansburg is going to have to punt it away.
I think we're met for this ball game. We've been earning a game like this all year, Nate. A lot of blowouts, unfortunately, but we get a good one here tonight.
Clark Cabasis with the punt, and it's going to take a good bounce here for Trumansburg and roll all the way down to the 25. Nealis really never had a play on it, and that's where the Bulldogs will start with 5 minutes left here. Hench, it's going to come down to this.
Yeah, you'd like to see what Delhi does. Do they stick to what they know in the run game, or do they try to air it out, which we haven't seen much of this second half? Obviously, they tried to go to the air in the first half, but Trumansburg defense was able to get pressure on Nealis and force him to make some unfortunate decisions. But let's see what they do here. They've got their seniors in Prisco and Cook, and they've got a great leader in this quarterback. Let's see if this O-line can rally and stop this Trumansburg defense.
You know, 5 minutes is a lot of time, but also not a lot of time. And now we got a flag on Delhi.
Delay of game.
Wow.
No, illegal substitution.
So, yeah, Prisco marching in. And the white hat makes that call there. So that's going to back up Delhi a little bit farther. First and 15 coming.
But they haven't broke the huddle yet, so I'm confused as to why there's an illegal substitution unless there was 12 guys in the huddle, which I guess could be very likely in this sense as they go trips left. It looks like they'll probably send a guy in motion. Nealis is at shotgun, pistol set. Cook behind him. It's going to be a handoff to Cook. And again, swallowed up by this Trumansburg defense. And it's surprising to see the Delhi offensive line stand around. Usually they get a good push behind Cook, but it seems that this Truman's defense has really punched him in the mouth tonight.
Yeah, some good push up front there by T-Berg, and the clock is moving. And so this is going to be second down and about 12 to go. Delhi is at their own 23, going right to left.
And again, they're taking as much time as possible. They do not want to give the ball back to this Trumansburg offense and let them capitalize late in this game. They go four receivers right, quad set, something we haven't seen with Cook pass blocking. They're going to take a shot, and again, they get pressure and sack the quarterback.
Yeah, Nealis had nowhere to go there, the pocket collapsing on him, and they bring him down. And so this will be a huge third down. It's going to be third and, boy, about 15 here for the Bulldogs with 4 minutes left.
Yeah, it's bizarre that they want to go deep downfield because their line has had a tough time blocking this defensive line. So if you want to pass the ball, it's got to be quick and intermediate. You want to get to the screen game, possibly quick outside on the outside tunnel screen. But again, they don't have enough time to take a deep shot right now.
Yeah, 3:45 left. A third and 16 technically up on the board. Nealis in the shotgun. This is a big one. Here's the snap. Nealis drops back, looks over the middle. He's got a receiver for Wilson, and he pulls it in.
And again, the outside guy runs a comeback. Inside guy runs a seven cut, which is a corner to the sideline. And again, it's Wilson with the catch. Beautiful thrown by ball by Nealis. And again, that time I spoke to fruition. That offensive line gave him a little bit of time. You'd like to think that they heard me in the huddle and took on the challenge.
Three and a half to go. That was a huge play. And Delhi gets it up to midfield. They got a first down at their own 44. Nealis in the shotgun, drops back, throws over the middle to Wilson, and it's incomplete.
And again, it's a double hitch route on the left side, and Wilson just drops it, unfortunately. It makes a great catch, goes from the hero to the goat.
And so this will be a second and 10 coming up here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Very important drive, and after that missed extra point on the last touchdown, they would have to go for two to try to tie if they can score.
But you know what, Nate? They've got three timeouts. Maybe not to commit to the pass, get back to the run game. They can still wear out, call timeout, regroup, give your guys some energy, and see what we can do as they line up. Trips left into the boundary, tight end right, tailback left with Cook.
Nealis drops back, and he's going to have to come through the pocket, and again, they'll bring him down. Boy, they've really gotten to Nealis today.
Yeah, he's taking a beating. These boys are leaving black and blue bruised. But now it looks like there's a defender hurt, which will stop the clock, maybe save one of those timeouts for him. And the coach is going to regroup here and figure out what they can do to get some yardage on this offense.
We're going to step away for 30 seconds here with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi trails 21-13 on CDL. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. During the break on a third down, what'd you see there, Hench, with 2:50 to go?
They ran a double post concept to the boundary side, and he had Wilson open on the post at the left hash and unfortunately just aired it out, and Wilson couldn't get under it. So we have a fourth and long here. But he did have a receiver open. It looks like he just put a little too much under it.
And they tried to go to Wilson, which is their bread and butter when they're throwing the ball. But a huge fourth down. This could be it right here. A fourth and 11 as Delhi goes right to left. Nealis drops back, throws over the middle. It's complete, and he hauls it in. It's going to be just enough for a first down at the 45 to Reed.
And again, Mason Reed made some big catches here today, and that's a name we haven't called all season. So that's their new wrinkle today. When they go to their pass package, they bring Prisco out and bring Mason Reed in, and he's had sure hands today. You saw him on the slant for the touchdown. You see him there on the comeback for the first down. What a big play. Way to react. He's up for the pressure. He likes the big moment, that young boy.
Reed, not the biggest guy in the world at 5'11", 135, but he's getting the job done today.
Most certainly. They line up 2-by-2 set, back in the shotgun with Cook to the left.
Delhi at midfield with 2.5 to go. They want to go through the air, and Nealis overthrows Reed again down the middle. Not even really close. Second down coming.
They keep trying to take a shot, but again, the intermediate passing seems to work. Just the getting the ball out quick to the sideline, the hitches, the comebacks, the bubbles. seems to be Nealis's sure thing in terms of accuracy. He's putting maybe a little too much air under the ball, but again, that could be fourth quarter nerves in this type of ballgame.
2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 21-13. Trumansburg leading Delhi. The DA offense trying to find a way to get back in.
And again, they're lining up 2-by-2 set with Cook in the backfield. Shotgun snap.
They're going to go back to Cook here on second down, and he's bottled up. He crosses the 45, brought down at the 43.
It's going to be third and about 9.
Here's our timeout situation. Delhi has 3. T-Berg has 1, just to keep that in the back of your mind.
You've got to think they want to wait up until that last minute to use those timeouts. They're trying to suck down as much clock as they can so that you cannot give the ball to Clark Cabasas or King and things of that nature because they've been hot this second half.
Such a double-edged sword, too, right, because you're kind of losing your own time to work with and try to get back in this game. So here's a third down and about 9 to go. They throw over the middle. It's tipped, and it's incomplete. Good defense there by T-Berg.
I would have thought there would have been a penalty there. It seemed like the spot back was trying to get to the inside of the field, and the linebacker just cut him completely off. That looked like a legal contact downfield. But again, they let the game play on. You see the ref talking to him there, maybe giving him a warning. But again, where's the flag on that? You'd like to see that as some of these plays and flags have been a little bit of a shift here in the second half.
Fourth down and 9 with a minute 47 to go for Delhi. They're into T-Berg territory here at the 43-yard line. Huge play for the Bulldogs coming. Nealis drops back, throws to the left. It's complete to Cook. He's got the first down at the 30 before being dragged out there.
And what a great play. They run trips right. They've got Cook lined up to the left of the quarterback as he's in shotgun. Quarterback fakes as if the play's going to go to the right to the trip side, and he just kind of runs that swing wheel route, and he's able to get the first down for a gain of about 16 yards in Cook. He's your sure thing, right? That's your guy. In the time of need, you go to your guy, your kettlebell. That's where he's been all day. And again, 24 for the gain of the first down.
Wow, what a call on fourth down, keeping the season literally alive.
Brilliant play call. And again, they still have 3 timeouts on the clock. So methodical approach here by the coach. Let's see what they can do as they go trips left again. Cook in the backfield, shotgun snap.
Nealis drops back, wants to throw. It is complete to the near side, shoved out of bounds as they go to Townsend at the 20.
Another wrinkle that we haven't seen much this season, Cale Townsend. You got to think, maybe their defense hasn't seen these guys, and you can see they're well prepared. They're catching the ball well, running good routes, good crisp cuts. It's nice to see some different names here this evening.
Yeah, they've really done a good job of bringing in some extra guys here. Minute and a half left here, Hench. Delhi driving down. They got a second and short with the ball at the 20-yard line here, deep in T-Berg territory.
And let's see, they're going to line up again in that trip set. You're going to have, obviously, Wilson, and they're going to go Mason Reed, and then again, Cale Townsend trip set right with Cook in the backfield. They're going to take a shot. They get a lot of pressure, and he just throws it off.
Oh no. Nealis tried to make a play, and it's picked off by T-Berg at the 5-yard line with 1:20 left.
Unfortunate play. He just chucked it up there. It looked like for a second he was going to try and throw it out of bounds, but he chucks it up, and there's no one there, and unfortunately that's going to be the ball game.
Wow. Delhi gets down to the 20-yard line. Timeouts. Everything looked good. Nealis is going to want that one back.
Yeah, unfortunate play for that young quarterback. And as a senior, that's your last game. That's your last throw. He's played great all year, and we don't want to discredit that. He's been on the field for every play. He's their kicker. He's their safety. He's their heart and soul and leader of this team. And again, you're going to make mistakes, but that's what life is. You're going to handle adversities. And then I'm going to tell you, this kid's got a lot of ball left in him. I imagine he'll play at the college level. He's talked about kicking. Unfortunate situation, but you want to try and make a play. And sometimes there's just not a hero there on the other end.
They're going to hand off to Clark Cabasas, try to just eat up a little time here. Delhi trying to rip that ball out of there. But with 1:15 left,
they do have 3 timeouts.
That's true.
You know, don't be surprised. Call timeout here. Maybe try and force a ball. Turnover, you never know.
Trumansburg still got to execute here. They can't completely just hang it up. But, wow, it's much like our first game, as Delhi does take a timeout here. Just like the first game, we were talking today that turnovers was the key. DH had 4 turnovers today. Delhi just hurting themselves. When they didn't have the turnovers, they put together good drives. They were able to execute, but the turnovers, just a killer.
Yeah, again, turnovers. They've had a few penalties that have hurt them, and we don't see a lot of turnovers from this Delhi defense. They've been pretty constructed on offense, discipline, good ball security.
unfortunately, sometimes the ball just doesn't work in your favor, and it's really unfortunate for this team.
Yeah, that was, and I get what Nealis is trying to do there. He's trying to make a play. He's trying to be the senior hero, the leader, and it just fell short. So here is a second down and about four to go for Trumansburg. They're on their own 18. And they'll look to hand it off. They go back to Clark Cabezas, pushing forward. Still short, going to be third and short coming up here, but that clock is moving. Delhi probably, I think they just took another timeout. Yes, so each team now has one timeout left.
So again, it's third down here. I mean, goodness, heartbroken for this Delhi team. We've called a lot of their games this year. They've been really fun to watch, and we want to give a lot of credit to them. Again, unfortunate mistakes, but again, this is what football is. It's about problem-solving, mental growth, resilience, decision-making. Sometimes the apples don't fall next to your tree, and it's an unfortunate situation, but a lot of these kids, as we know, move on to basketball season and baseball season, which they have strong programs in. And again, it's creating a culture. Delhi Athletics has been a powerhouse where we are in Section 4. So hopefully these kids can regroup and kind of compartmentalize and go on to the next sport and indulge in all these memories that they get to make with their friends, because they'll definitely remember this time. But again, you got to hurt to grow. Am I right?
Yeah, another great season for Delhi football. Still some time left here, 109 left, but they should have a lot of great memories from a season, another season where they win the division. And boy, if they pull off some sort of a miracle here, that'd be a heck of a memory for the old memory bank. Third down and about three to go here for T-Berg. And Clark Cabezas has got the first down to the 30, 35, 40. He's on his horse. Clark Cabezas to the 50. And he's into Delhi territory, to the 30, to the 20. Clark Cabezas to the 10, and he's going to go all the way down to the 1 and stop there.
Yeah, he kneels it down at the 1.
With 54 seconds left, and that is probably the icing on the cake for T-Berg. What a run.
And what a great run. They're able to seal the edge there on the outside. It's obviously tailback sweep, and he takes it for about 78 yards, and seals the game there. And what a heads-up play to just kneel it. And we've seen this time and time again from Clark Cabezas. What a smart, sound player. Obviously, we saw them at a very immature state earlier in the year against Oneana, and they were able to figure things out, come together as Jimmies and Joes, come together as a team, X's and O's starts to figure themselves out. And they were a team here today. And then, you know, they might be a hurting unit going into Tioga. That's going to be a tough team for them to spot. When you get King rolling in the air, I mean, he's a good leader as a quarterback. He's able to throw the ball around, spread it out, and then you get the brothers of Clark Cabezas. They're very strong, very wise, very good vision out there running and receiving the ball.
So now they're just doing some hugs and some final kneel downs here, and our sectional final will be Tioga and Trumansburg. I think a lot of people came in assuming Delhi would get through this game. Just not the way it was going to be here today. A huge win for Trumansburg, knocking off Delhi 21-13. Sadness on this side of the field for the Bulldogs. You feel for them. We'll talk about it more during the postgame show. We'll give out our three awards. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, There's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here to Johnson City, where Trumansburg defeats Delhi 21-13 to advance to the Section 4 Class D football championship next Saturday against Tioga. A crushing loss here today for DA and a big win for Trumansburg. They got it done when they really needed to today, Hench. We'll do our three awards here in a minute, but I like what you said. We saw Delhi a lot this year, a great team, really enjoyed covering them, and just a little short here today. Playoff football can be really cruel.
Yeah, it really is, and you see a lot of emotion from the parents. If you look right to your left, you see a mother crying. It's tough. You know, you got to think about parents for the last time seeing their son run the ball and score touchdowns. It's such a short part of your life, but, man, the gravity it brings to you and what football brings to a community. And we see it so much every Friday and Saturday in Section 4 football. And we've seen it for years with this Delhi football team. You know, for a senior like Cook, we saw him. We were there when he rushed for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
We were there when Nealis threw 4 touchdowns in one game. And you see these big plays, and these are memories that will stick with these kids forever. Gosh, I still talk about certain games with my buddies, having a few drinks out, and they'll be doing that in 20 years' time. So it's stuff that correlates with you for the rest of your life, and it's emotional to see the parents here. They're heartbroken. You know, we had a really good team here, and unfortunately, some things just don't fall your way, and that's a metaphor for life, am I right? And it's what you can build on and keep it moving.
Well, for this group, especially, you know, a fantastic season last year, winning the section on the last play of the game, moving on to states. A lot of returning pieces, and a lot of those pieces now from that group will graduate, and they'll try to reload again next year. But just a little bit short today against a very, very tough, very athletic, very gritty Trumansburg team. All the credit to them. So really, really a great game. We got one. We got a good game.
Yeah, it took us all year to get to this point. But again, let's give a lot of credit to Trumansburg. We saw them struggle early on in this season against a very young Oneonta team, and they were all able to put it all together today, capitalize on big turnovers, capitalize on penalties, a long touchdown for Delhi early. They're out here doing victory jumping jacks, and you like to see the fruition of this team. And again, they made a lot of mistakes earlier in the year. They were able to fix those mistakes. Again, the great positive attitude of this Trumansburg defense today, putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And again, they're going to go in and play a tough Tioga team. And again, they are the capital of this Section 4 Class D football. So let's see if Trumansburg can pull off an upset against the big dog next week.
Yeah, that game will be Saturday at Sus Valley at 3 o'clock. You will see us for 8-man football, the sectional championship game. Unitego Franklin GMU will be taking on either Moravia or Thomas Edison. Moravia is ahead right now 26-8 at the half, so we'll know soon who Unitego will be playing. Next Friday, 5 o'clock at Sus Valley, we'll have that game for you for the sectional championship for 8-man. That'll be the first time that we have broadcast a 8-man sectional championship game. So, Hench, I wish you could be there with us.
Yeah, very unfortunate. It's a little bittersweet for me. I get to take my son to SmackDown next Friday. Easton, if you're listening, you're going to WWE next Friday. Unfortunately, we do not get to call the Unitego game together, and I'm heartbroken. But I know that Frank McCroney and Matt Hafley and Hamilton will get that team together. They've got a strong, young Unitego team, and I'm excited for them to go forward, and I think they will.
Well, we will certainly miss you, but the way this Unitego team is playing, who knows? Maybe we'll get a little extended season from them. That would be a lot of fun. So we'll let you know. We'll see.
I hope so.
We'll be texting you next Friday for sure. So, but a big game here today for Delhi. They just couldn't quite get it done. But we will give out three awards to Delhi here for our post-game awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Any thoughts on the offense award here?
I mean, you saw a lot of flexibility on their offense today. We saw him trying to go to the air a little bit. You know, obviously, I think you got to go with your guy. I mean, he's been their guy all year, their 1,000-yard rusher. He's had a great year. He made a big catch late there on the fourth down to keep them still in this game. I think he's been your offensive mindset all year for this Delhi team, and that's the engine. He's their V8, man. Let that Corvette rock.
Yeah, let's go with Adam Cook for the offense award. Got the early touchdown. I totally agree. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'm thinking, boy, I sound like a broken record, but that INT late was huge for Nealis. Put them right back in the game.
Yeah, I think that was a game saver. And again, too, you can talk about Prisco as well. He had 3 or 4 sacks there off the edge. He's very deserving of the defensive play. But when you make a huge turnover like that late in the fourth quarter, and he read that out from the start, and again, we've seen it all year. Nealis is the quarterback of that defense, the quarterback of that offense. I think you got to go with your guy, Nate.
We'll do that, and I like what you were thinking. So let's go with the JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by JM, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. And I think he had a different role today, but I like what he did. And I had a parent reach out to me a couple weeks ago, and they said, you know, this young man doesn't get enough credit. He gets a little overshadowed by some of the big names on this team, but we absolutely love Saverio Prisco. I'd love to give him the all-purpose today. What do you think?
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
We've seen Saverio Prisco carry this team in times where Cook couldn't always carry the ball. Obviously, Cook is their guy, but he was there on defense. He had some big runs on offense. He's going to be the Cook of this offense next year.
Next year.
Only a junior. Yeah. This is his time to take over the helm. Obviously, it's going to be a little sore for the next few weeks going in, but we've seen this team in the offseason. We know that Delhi football has a good strength and conditioning program. We know that they're going to be there to rebuild in the summer. This is going to be a force to be reckoned with next year, and they're going to get on the back of Prisco. So I think he needs to hold on to that perpetual optimism and take this team into the end zone next year.
And that's a tough sight to see, but also a fun sight to see Adam Cook finishing his career. He's walking off the track right now by himself, over to his family, giving some hugs out. Man, he's such a good young man. I've really loved getting to know him. Won a bunch of our awards last year, Athlete of the Week, you name it. But, he's got the hugs going down there. Just an outstanding young man. So glad we were able to follow them this year, for sure.
Yeah, they've been an exciting team to follow. We were able to stick around a few weeks ago, and they had senior night post-game, which was something different that we hadn't seen. Usually it's pre-game, and we were able to hear the boys talk on the mic, and just really good salt-of-the-earth kids, and it says a lot about the community, you know, good parents and raising this young team, and you see it here. You see the heart. You see the love, and they say, you know, it takes a town, right? And then I think this Delhi town has raised some good boys, and they'll be successful on to life into adulthood. And it's tough here tonight. It's tough for us, you know. We want to see these Delhi boys advance.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but this is life.
So that's going to wrap up our doubleheader here today. So the sectional final will be Tioga and Trumansburg. So we will not do that game because those are two out-of-the-area teams here for CDO. But we will get a chance to follow Unitego football next Friday at 5 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned for that, the 8-man sectional finals over at Sus Valley at 5 o'clock. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios, our in-game producer today. Also to Craig Stevens for all the work he does during the week to get us set up. And, Hench, one more time, glad to have you on, and maybe we'll see you at States.
I hope so. I hope we can get one more. Hopefully Unitego can pull one out so I can call a Unitego game. You know, Spartan loyal from the sky to the soil, so I know they'll pull it together. They've got a good staff and some good young players on that team. And thank you for having me this year.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed this. Anytime I can be around football, I'm a happy man.
And we'll see. It might have an extended season coming up. It certainly seems like Unitego's red hot right now, so we might have a couple of more Fridays or Saturdays on the books. So, all right, final score 21-13, Trumansburg defeating Delhi here in the Section 4 Class D football semis. We'll see you next week for the 8-man championship game. For Austin Henschy, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your weekend here from WCDO Sports.
The music, the variety, WCDO.